Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Before we start today's session, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote for today, 19th October. To save a man from impersonal calamity is the greatest service to humanity. October 19, 1967. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Govardhan Giri Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda 4.65 to 76. We will wait for Prabhuji to be joining in. Oh, Prabhuji is there already on the call. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tadho Jayamudireyet Nashtaprayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Kam karo divachalam pangum lankhayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramanandamadhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, so today we are reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda, Chapter 4, Revelation of Nityananda's Glories. And we are reading today from text 65 onwards till the end of this chapter, that is text 76. So this is what we are reading. Reading today, so text 65. Nityananda Gaurachandra Dohe Darshana Vihara Shravane Haya Bandha Vimochana. Anyone who hears about the meeting between Nityananda and Gaurachandra is freed from material bondage. Now, this is like the Phalashruti of this chapter. So to say, when we read various pastimes of the Lord, at the end of each pastime, you will find Phalashruti. That means, what is the benefit of hearing this? It is important to us because our life is benefit driven. Generally, we do everything because it gives us some benefit. And we generally try to avoid doing things which are not giving us any benefit. Whether it is material life or spiritual life, this principle holds good in general, that some benefit should be there. In spiritual life, all the more so. We should know what is beneficial to us. And what is the benefit we have. So, in that way, in this chapter, which is discussing about the wonderful meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the eternal brothers Krishna and Balaram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they are meeting. the first meeting. That is the subject matter you have already seen in this chapter. And now, Vrindavan Das Thakur in this sloka says that anyone who hears about the meeting between Nityananda and Gaurachandra is freed from material bondage. This is a general benefit. This is a general benefit, becoming freed from material bondage. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we find Srinvatam Swakatha Krishna Punyashravana Kirtana Hridayantastho Hyabhadrani Vidhanoti Suhrit Satam. That Lord Sri Krishna, for those people who are interested, who are attracted to hear about him, what does he do? He cleanses that devotee's heart. Whatever is abhadra in our heart is removed by hearing Krishna Katha. And that is actually the ultimate benefit. Because as long as there is things that are abhadra in our heart, we actually cannot realize the full potential of our spiritual existence. It is not possible. So, all those unwanted things that will become or that acts as an impediment to our realizing our full spiritual potential, all those unwanted things must be removed from our heart. Only then we come to this platform of becoming free from material existence. Because what is material existence? Material existence, the founding principle of material existence is ahankar. This aham mameti feeling that we have, that is actually the bedrock of our material existence. I and mine, the concept of I and mine. Yeah? I meaning I am the body, I am the mind, I am the intelligence, like that. And mama iti, that all these things belong to me. Our material existence can be summed up in these two phrases. Aham mama iti. This is what we have to try and become free. We have to try to gain freedom from this two wrong concepts that we have been carrying with us through so many janmas. Because our intelligence is conditioned, because our mind is very obstinate, and therefore we are always defeated by the material nature, that we never come out of this concepts of I and mine. And therefore, we remain bound to this material existence. And actually, Krishna Katha, Gaura Katha, this is actually the way to become free from this bondage of material existence. So elsewhere in Shastra, it speaks about how using the sword of knowledge, one should cut the binding ropes that bind one to the material world, to this existence of repeated birth and death. So that can be, we are bound to that, and that rope can be cut off only by this knowledge. And this knowledge will become స్వయమేవ స్ఫురత్యద. దిస్ విల్ స్వయం స్ఫూర్తి, దిస్ విల్ ఆటోమేటిక్లీ బికమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇఫ్ వి వెరీ సిన్సియర్లీ అండర్టేక్ దిస్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ హియరింగ్. దట్ ఈస్ వై శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హీ హాజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ త్రూ రూప గోస్వామి ఇన్ భక్తి రసామృత సింధు అబౌట్ దోస్ ఫైవ్ మోస్ట్ పొటెంట్ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ సాధన భక్తి. అమంగ్ దాట్ వి ఫైండ్ దర్ ఇస్ భాగవత శ్రవణం, మీనింగ్ we hear about the Supreme Lord, about Lord Sri Krishna, about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna and his various expansions, his avatars, like that. We hear. So, it is explained that as we hear more and more about the activities of the Lord, భాగవత శ్రవణం మీన్స్ టు హియర్ అబౌట్ భగవాన్. యాజ్ వి హియర్ అబౌట్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఇస్ వండర్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ దట్ అట్రాక్ట్ ది కండిషన్ లిమిటెడ్, ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆచార్యస్ సే దట్ లార్డ్ ఇస్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ వండర్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ సో దాట్ it gives an opportunity for the interested jiva, it gives him an opportunity to become attracted. The Lord does all heroic activities. Why? Because hero worship is embedded in the soul. This hero worship, you would have heard this term hero worship. In India, we see this. Everywhere you see this, all these big Hollywood stars or Bollywood stars or all kinds of personalities. People sort of worship them. Or very great sports persons or some political leaders. People practically worship them. Why? Because they see something wonderful in them. Some vibhuti they are seeing, something wonderful they are seeing, and therefore they become attracted. Actually, the Lord is the fountainhead of all that. Everything is emanating from him. And the way he manifests all those wonderful aishwaryas and all those vibhutis, nobody else can manifest. And therefore, by hearing that, one can become attracted. We see how simply by hearing one becomes attracted. Rukmini Devi, when she is writing that letter to Lord Sri Krishna and sending it with the Brahmana, she writes in that from a very young age, I have been hearing about all your heroic activities. I know everything about you, hearing about you. So I know. And simply by hearing about you, I decided that you are only my husband. So hearing about the Lord will bring about attraction. It always works like that, even in the material world. Somebody comes and tells you about somebody, you know, that he did this, he did that. Then you feel some attraction. Right? Somebody goes and in the material world, they see something very wonderful, very attractive, very supernatural. They will come and tell the story to 10 people and all those 10 people will develop a desire to go and see that wonderful thing. You know, they call it word of mouth publicity. The original word of mouth publicity is Bhagavata Shravana. The Bhagavatas are repeating the glories of the Lord to those people who are interested in hearing. And they become very ecstatic. And then they go and tell other people. And then other people become attracted. We see this in Pratyaksha Bhava. This happens in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conducting Kirtan in Raghava Pandit's house. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets into that Vraja Bhava, that mood, and then he'll start dancing and exhibiting so many wonderful things. And people start hearing about it. People go there, and then Kirtan is going on. Everybody is jumping and dancing in transcendental ecstasy. And then after some time, people realize that they have spent so much time in Kirtan. And they are going on the way also, they are singing and dancing. So other people are asking, what is wrong with you? They say, no, this is something very wonderful, very ecstatic. This is happening in so-and-so's house. And then those people are running towards that house. And they are also taking part in that. And everybody, that way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all those people experience real transcendental bliss by giving them an opportunity. So like that, when we hear, as this Falashruti says, this wonderful explanation, this wonderful narration in this chapter about the meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, simply by hearing that. So that is why Acharyas are saying that this hearing process is of utmost importance. Simply by hearing. Srila Rupa Goswami says, just like when the sages, they hear the veena of Narada Muni, as that the veena music accompanied by Narada Muni's chanting of the holy name of the Lord, as it enters their ears, the sages, it goes directly to their heart and they start feeling transcendental ecstasy. Similarly, Srila Rupa Goswami says, when we hear, it enters through our ears, Krishna Katha, and the names of Krishna enter through our ears, it goes into our heart, and then Krishna becomes prakat, Krishna manifests in our heart. Krishna will manifest himself in our heart. So this is how powerful this process of hearing is. So simply hearing the narration of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Nityananda, and that gives us liberation from the material bondage. Text 66. Sangi Sakha Bhai Chatra Shayana Vahana Nityananda Bahi Anya Nahe Kona Jana. Nityananda alone serves the Lord as his companion, friend, brother, umbrella, bed, and carrier. None other than Nityananda Prabhu can become Gaurasundara's companion, friend, brother, umbrella to shelter from the sun rays, bed on which to rest, and carrier for moving about. Only Nityananda is fully capable of serving Gaurasundara. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 5, slokas 123 and 124, it is stated, he serves Lord Krishna assuming all the following forms: umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garments, resting chair, residence, sacred thread and throne. He is thus called Lord Shesha, for he has attained the ultimate end of servitude to Krishna. He takes many forms for the service of Krishna, and thus he serves the Lord. So this is Sri Nityananda's position with Sri Gaurasundara. This is also the position of Adi Shesha.
Ramanujacharya says, Paragata Atishaya Adhana Ichchaya Upadeyatvam Evayasya Swarupam Sa Sheshaha Parasheshi.
That is, this Shesha Tattva, this Shesha Tattva is discussed very much in detail by Ramanujacharya. Then he says that Shesha indicates he whose purpose of existence is to serve the object of service. This is Ramanujacharya defines that this is called Sheshattva. No? And this is taught by the Lord directly as Adishesha. Srila Prabhupada uses the terms Sevaka Bhagavan and Savya Bhagavan. Ramanujacharya uses the terms Shesha and Sheshi. Shesha is the one who serves. Sheshi is the recipient of that service. So there is one person who is the recipient. Bhuktaram Yajnatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So that is Sheshi. That is the Supreme Lord, Gaurasundara. And the topmost Sevaka, Bhagavan himself as Sevaka, is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Sevaka Bhagavan. He is also Bhagavan. But how and how he serves? Here it is said that he serves as friend, brother, umbrella, bed and carrier. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is further explanation that when the Lord is walking, he will serve the Lord as both his paduka and chatra. And while the Lord is lying down, he will act as bed and pillow. And for the Lord to wear, he will act as garments. For the Lord to sit, he will act as place of sitting. When the Lord wants to reside, he will act as a place of residence. The Lord's sacred thread is also him personified, and the throne. So, all this, what does it suggest? What does it denote? Is that he exists to serve the Lord. He exists to serve the Lord. And we understand that Adishesha is not only serving in these capacities, he is also serving in the capacity as he is the one who is holding all the creation on his unlimited funas, just like small mustard seeds. And from his unlimited funas, from his unlimited hoods, he is constantly singing the glories of the Supreme Personality. Therefore, he is also the Adi Guru. He is the original Shesha. Means the original servitor or the model servitor, we should say. The Lord is teaching us how to serve by being Sevaka Bhagavan, and that is Nityananda. So in our parampara, Nityananda Prabhu is our ultimate guru also. Why? Because he is the one who is teaching service. Because we, within our own limited capacity, we don't understand how, what, when, where. We don't know all these things. But because he is the unlimited Supreme Lord, in the form of Shesha, he will teach. And what is he teaching? Ramanuja says, he is teaching you Sheshatva. That is, he is teaching you that you are only, the Jiva's only objective is to please serve the Supreme Lord. That is the purpose of existence of Jiva. Service to the Supreme. So therefore,
Nityananda Prabhu, as Adi Guru. From him we are learning how to serve. And all the gurus are actually manifestations of Nityananda. Why? Because they are all teaching. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when he is defining Uttama Bhakti, what is it? Anya Bhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. Srila Prabhupada takes this word Anushilanam. You know, this Anushilanam is very, very much linked to our topic. Shilanam means practice. Anushilanam means practicing following somebody who has shown us how to practice. That is called Anushilanam. So, Srila Prabhupada says that Rupa Goswami is adding that word Anushilanam there. Because Uttama Bhakti cannot be attained otherwise. So Anushilanam means to follow in the footsteps of our Acharyas. So he is the first guru, Nityananda Guru. From him comes all this instructions regarding service. And it is coming down through the Parampara. And we are receiving that instruction. And by fulfilling that instruction, which is called Anushilanam, that means we don't have to invent anything new. They say, no, you don't have to invent the wheel again. Don't reinvent the wheel. It's not required. Similarly, everything in our spiritual practice, we do not have to invent anything. The Acharyas have already done all the hard work. We have to do Anushilanam. Just like Nityananda Prabhu is showing how and how you can serve. How and how we can serve. And we see Nityananda Prabhu exhibiting this mood of service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu that you now please go to Navadvip and you spread this, you give this Mahamantra going door to door. Give it to everyone so that everyone will become transcendently blissful. Everyone's purpose of life shall be fulfilled. Everyone will be successful in becoming free from material existence. So for all these things, you please go and give this Hare Krishna Mahamantra to all the inhabitants of Navadvipa. So immediately Nityananda Prabhu leaves and he goes to Navadvipa and he's giving. And we see in the Leela of Jagai and Madhai how Jagai and Madhai, they attack Nityananda. They physically attack Nityananda Prabhu. They throw that pot at him and he even starts bleeding. Even then, he does not lose his composure. He is again asking them to chant the holy name. And we see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very angry and then he is manifesting the Sudarshan Chakra. But what here, this Nityananda Prabhu's Seva Bhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amanina Manadena, that is, don't expect any respect. And give all respects. So Nityananda Prabhu embodies this mood when it comes to preaching Hare Krishna. That is what we learn from the Leela of Jagannatha. And one step further, you know, in Bhava Bhakti, we study in Bhartrisamrita Sindhu in Bhava Bhakti, we find that one who is situated on the stage of Bhava, he exhibits something called Mana Shunyata. You know, that means he's completely oblivious to any insult. You know, Mana Shunyata. Because what is our Amanina Manadena? Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't expect any honor. At the same time, give honor, all respects to everyone, right? This is our, this is what we do. This is what we are supposed to do. But you know, mostly what happens is that we say, okay, I don't mind, you don't honor me, doesn't matter. You don't acknowledge me, you ignore me, doesn't matter. But you know, dishonor, we find it very difficult to digest. Right? We may be part of a congregation. We may be an unknown face. Nobody bothers about us. We don't mind because we understand the Amanina principle. They don't acknowledge my presence. They ignore me. I don't mind. I am going for the association, the Sangha, for my Saravanam, for my purification. So that, to that extent, our Amanina works pretty well. Because we keep on hearing Amanina Manadena Kirtani Sadahari. But you see, if somebody dishonors, if something like Jagai Madhai did to Nityananda Prabhu, if something similar were to happen to us, we should think whether my Amanina Manadena will survive that kind of a treatment or not. So Nityananda Prabhu is exemplifying that attitude. The Supreme Lord plays a role. Like Kunti Devi says, you are the best actor. Nobody knows that even you are acting. Nato natyadharu yatha. She tells Krishna, you are such a wonderful actor. So here Nityananda Prabhu exemplifies that mood. In service. Because in service, service is the only consideration. Nothing else is a consideration. This is the mood exemplified by Nityananda Prabhu. So, here it is said that when the Lord is walking, he is chatra. Even when Vasudeva was carrying Krishna in that small basket on his head, you know, it was raining. So it was Adishesha who was, you know, holding as the umbrella. And Adishesha always follows the Lord as umbrella. Whatever the Lord requires, you know, immediately Adishesha will manifest as that. That is why we find that even in Karna Samudra, even in Garbha Samudra, even in Kshira Samudra, everywhere, Lord is lying on Adishesha. He is only the bed. He is only the bed always. He is the paduka. He is the seating place. So this is how he is never separated from the Lord. Although externally it may look like for the Leela purpose, you know, Nityananda Prabhu is one place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is another place. That is why we see that, you know, in the Panihati Chiradehi festival, Nityananda Prabhu, simply by his meditation, he brings Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Like that. So, they are always together and one is always serving the other. As elder brother, as younger brother, as associate, any which way you look at it, the Sevaka Bhagavan role is played to perfection, that is Shesha. Shesha means that servitorship. Adishesha is the original servant. And Ishvara Paramakrishna is the original Savior Bhagavan. Their relationship is there. And that is, it is those two people who have met. And therefore, hearing about that, automatically it has to have the impact of freeing us from our material bondage. Nana rupe seve prabhu apana ichaya yare dena adhikara sei janapaya. He serves the Lord in various ways out of his own sweet will. Only one who is favored by him can be qualified to serve the Lord. Just by the mercy of Nityananda, a living entity becomes qualified to serve Sri Gaurasundara. He is the source of all qualifications for serving the Lord. When out of compassion, he bestows the qualification on others, they become also.
No. This is what Srila Rupa Goswami says, that what is the qualification to receive devotional service? So he is quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guru Krishna Prasadepaya Bhakti Lata Bija. Actually, that Guru comes first. Guru comes first. So Acharya say, Krishna sends the Guru to the Jiva. And Guru sends the Jiva back to Krishna. This is the arrangement. This is how it works. And here he is the Adi Guru. So always we are seeing this Shravana, Sangha, Seva, Shravana, Sangha, Seva. You can also take Shiksha into this. All these things are connected with Guru. Why? Because it's always, when we read about Bhakti, who gets Bhava Bhakti? What is the way to get Bhava Bhakti? The most important, the main way to get Bhava Bhakti is association of pure devotees. Direct mercy of the Lord is very, very rare. Same for prema also. It is simply by following in the footsteps of those devotees who are prema, simply by following in their footsteps. That means what? Again, we have to be the recipient of the mercy of such devotees. Therefore, unless one receives the mercy of the devotee, actually the mercy of the devotee is our qualification. On our own, we have no qualification. So, in fact, the acharyas are saying that this is actually the import of saying Ahaituki Kripa. Ahaituki Kripa. That is actually, we don't have any qualification to receive this mercy. But the pure devotee is recommending, no, he is qualified. It's okay. No, he is qualified. So therefore, because he is a pure devotee of the Lord will not reject because he's recommended by the pure. So here it is said that unless one is recommended by Nityananda, he will not be able to serve Lord Gaurasundara. So this is again exemplified in the Leela with Raghunath Das, how several times he runs away from his home to go and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but every time he fails. And then he meets Nityananda Prabhu and his Parshadas. And Prabhu will call him near and forcefully rather bestow his mercy on Nityananda Prabhu. Forcefully bestows mercy on Raghunandas Goswami. Not that he was averse to receiving mercy. Sort of calls him nearby. This gives him mercy. Then we see that Raghunath Das becomes, among the Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami is the one who spent maximum time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
so many years he spends. But again, he spends that time under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So always we see that we have to be under the shelter, the shade of the devotees of the Lord. One senior Prabhupada disciple Sannyasi Maharaj always used to make this remark that we are all products of the sweat and blood of our senior devotees, God brothers and God sisters, he used to say. It is some devotees' blood and sweat that today I am devotee, today everyone here is a devotee. Some devotee has spent his time understanding that this is my service, like that. So you see, this service attitude that we get, that we learn from Nityananda, that is coming through like that, and everybody is engaging in that. Everybody is engaging in that, that sheshatvam, that service. My object is to serve. Let's say Prabhupada's very famous words, you know. Service now, samadhi later. Because if one is constantly engaged in service, one will become automatically qualified for samadhi. You don't have to separately endeavor for it. One very senior Vaishnava would always say that preaching time is my resting time. Meaning, that is what gives my mind, that is what gives me that energy. You know, why do we rest? We rest and recuperate so that we have energy to do things. So he used to say that this continuously meeting and sharing Krishna consciousness with new people, that gives life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that one who is not preaching is a dead body, as good as a dead man. So this service attitude is exemplified in our parampara, and that is coming, it begins from Sri Nityananda. Adideva Mahayogishwara Vaishnava Mahimara Antaiha Na Janaya Sabha. Even the greatest Vaishnava and Yogi Lord Mahadeva does not know the limit of his glories. When Mahadeva is incapable of understanding the limits of Nityananda Prabhu's glorious service, also, although Rudradeva is the most self-controlled and the category of supreme controller, he is unable to serve Gaura in all respects like Nityananda. So, Lord Mahadeva also has got this connection with Nityananda Prabhu in his form as Mahasankarsana. Yes. Lord Shiva is always meditating and chanting the name of Sankarsana and meditating on him. So, even he says that you are unlimited and you are avyakta. Means you cannot be understood, cannot be comprehended. So like that, in that prayer, this is there in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it speaks about the Jambudvipa and the structure of the universe, where it speaks about Ilavrita Varsha, where Lord Shiva resides. There it says, what is Lord Shiva's prayer to Sankarsana? There he uses the word avyakta. That means you cannot comprehend. You cannot fathom and unfathomable, like that. So here also he says that even Mahadev, he cannot understand the mahima of Lord Nityananda. And therefore, he cannot serve Lord Gaurasundara as much as Lord Nityananda is serving. Na janiya nindetandra charita agadha payayo vishnu bhakti haya taravadha. The progress of anyone who blasphemes him without understanding the depth of his characteristics is obstructed, even if he achieves devotional service to Vishnu. Even if by some good fortune they achieve devotion to Vishnu, those who are bereft of Nityananda Prabhu's service and who blaspheme him, being unable to appreciate his unfathomable pastimes, will be checked in their hearts. Naturally, this is a very important thing. The one irreparable damage that can happen to anybody's progress in bhakti, at whatever level they may be, to the level of bhava, it is said by acharyas. Even if one is practicing bhava bhakti and it does aparad, especially Vaishnava aparad, he can lose it. And how does he lose it? It is said that just like a tree gradually shrivels and goes like that bhakti. So here, no wonder if somebody does not understand Nityananda Prabhu and blasphemes him, naturally he will be completely destroyed. Chaitanyera priya deha Nityananda Ram haumara prananatha ei manas kam. My only desire is that Nityananda Ram, who is most dear to Lord Chaitanya, may be the Lord of my life. Another reading of priya deha is priya seha, which means also dear. The phrase priya deha indicates that his body is not different from that of the Lord. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are not different from one another. Tanhara prasade haila chaitanya te mati tanhara jnaya likhi chaitanya rasthi. By his mercy, my mind became attracted to Lord Chaitanya, and by his order, I am writing this glorification of Lord Chaitanya. So, the author here, Vrindavana Das Thakur, is saying that I am writing all this Chaitanya Bhagavata, by the order of Nityananda Prabhu. Raghunatha Yadunatha Yena Nama Beda Eimata Beda Nityananda Baladeva. Just as Raghunath and Yadunath are different names of same person, Lord Rama and Lord Krishna, I know that Nityananda and Baladeva are different only. Means Nityananda and Baladeva are not different. Just as Raghava Ramachandra and Yadava Krishna are not different, yet their names are different because of their different pastimes. Nityananda and Gaurasundara are different from Baladeva and Krishna only in name because of the difference of their pastimes. Sansare ra parahana bhakti rasagare edu bibe sebhajuka nitai chandere. Those who wish to cross the ocean of material existence and drown in the ocean of devotional service should worship God. Yeva gaya eikatha haiya tatpara sagushtire tare vara data vishumbara tare vara data vishumbara. Anyone who attentively chants these topics receives with his associates benedictions given by Vishumbara. So the speaker also is benefited. Mahaprabhu awards benedictions to those persons along with their friends who engage in the service of Gaurasundara, Gaurachandra, and singing his glories under the direction of Nityananda. Jagate Durlabha Vada Vishwambara Nama Sai Prabhu Chaitanya Savara Dhana Prana. The name of Vishwambara is very rare in this world. That is Lord Sri Chaitanya, the life and soul of all. Sri Chaitanya Deva is the all in all for the entire world and the life and soul of the 14 worlds. The name Vishwambara is very rare in this world. This Vishwambara is Sri Chaitanya. Vishwambara. Those who sing the glories of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda, the dearmost servant of Sri Vishwambara, are also rare. Such good fortune is not possible for everyone. That is why the name of Vishwambara is rare. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jana Vrindavana Dasata Chupada Yugegana. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. The sense, the English translation of the Gaudiya Bhashya commentary on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Matiranda chapter 4 entitled Revelation of Nityananda's Glories. So therefore, it is very important for us to try and understand the limitless glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Just as much as we glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should also know that Lord Nityananda is also unlimited in his glories. And everything that we do, we learn from Him. Everything that we do, we are learning from Him. He is the original trendsetter, so to say. He is the original servant. So from there, showing how to serve. Showing how to serve. Becoming Paduka and becoming Chhatra. That means I will do anything to serve. So that is how the Guru also exemplifies that mood of I will do anything to serve. So even somebody, a Guru accepting a disciple, is not for his self-aggrandizement. It's not for him to show that, you know, I am expanding the parampara. Not like that. He is simply thinking that this is my service to the my Guru and the Guru Parampara. So that is how that service mood, when it gets ingrained in us, automatically we get purified. That everything that we do, we should do with that bhava of service. Because any service connected to Krishna, to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is purificatory. So just as hearing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is service, speaking the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also service. It is not some exhibition of the vibhuti of the speaker. No, not at all. The speaker also, if he is in the seva bhava, only then he also gets some benefit. Then the listener gets benefited. Otherwise, the example given, you know, even milk touched by the serpent, although milk is very nourishing, if it is touched by the serpent, then it becomes poison. Similarly, that bhava of seva is, it has to be there. It has to be there in everything that we do. That we learn from Sri Nityananda. And ultimate service bhava. Ultimate service. How can I serve? And like Ramanujacharya says, I exist for this. This I should understand. The purpose of my existence is to serve Krishna. So, with this I stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we can spend some time. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. And thank you so much for highlighting on hearing and how the preaching, especially you said that if someone is not preaching, he's considered to be a like a dead person. That is so. So Prabhuji, I have a question about this. Like some people who have a family issues and especially housewives, they have so many responsibilities. They have a desire to preach, but then they are not able to preach as much as the other devotees. So how would you suggest for those devotees, Prabhuji? And the statement that you have given is really scary. I mean, it's true, but I mean, it scares the person who cannot preach, right? Having a desire to preach. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it is already, it is explained by many very senior Vaishnavas. You can assist somebody who is preaching. That is also preaching. You can assist somebody who is preaching. Cooking prasadam for somebody who is preaching in that program, that is also an assistance in preaching. Preaching does not only mean, you know, it has a very wide, what you call it? You can view it, you know. It has got a lot of scope. It has got a very wide scope. Preaching. So not necessary that, you know, you don't have to be fixed, you know, this is preaching. Sharing this is preaching. You share a link of a class with somebody whom you know, that's also preaching. Somebody is doing a house program, you are cooking one dish, you know, taking prasadam there, that's also assisting in that preaching. No? So not necessary that, you know, oh, I can't do a house program, so I am not a preacher. No. Somebody is doing, I can assist them. So if there is a will, we can always become a part of the effort. It's not that, you know, sometimes we think if I don't lead the effort, then I am not serving. No. Assisting an effort also is a service. Asking somebody to read a book, it's also a preaching. You can share some prasadam with your neighbor, that's also preaching. So we should learn to view preaching like that. Talking to a family member who is not a devotee, you know, simply sharing whether they are interested or not, you know, simply sharing some Krishna Katha, that's preaching also. Like that we can, there is, once we set our mind to it, we can always find some way or the other. So we don't have to feel that I am limited, because of course everybody is limited by various, we have only impediments actually. If it's one thing today, tomorrow it's something else. There is always, some challenge is always there. One of my senior god brothers would say that, you know, don't ever think that, you know, the day will come when you are sitting by a flowing stream behind you where the water will, you know, he'll explain, you know, the water will flow gala 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 and you will be sitting and, you know, twirling the beads and you will be listening to the Hare Krishna with few birds chirping in the background. It will never happen like that in life. There will always be somebody yelling. Your office problem will be running through your head. You know, there has to be offering made before going to office. Everything will be there. In the midst of all these things, what we do is what matters. That's it. So, I hope that helps.
Very nice, Prabhuji. Very encouraging answers you gave, which you can do it at home with having all the issues that you said, like office problem, all this problem, that problem. Still, we can happily preach at least one. You said so many easy things. At least one of that, if we can do it every day, that will really help us to go closer to Krishna. And we will also be an instrument in Srila Prabhupada's endeavor to give Krishna to everyone, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And regarding this, I have one more question, Prabhuji. As you said, there are always problems. Sometimes some problems will make us stop doing the services because it is really needed to attend to the family first and then do the services. So, sometimes it happens so we just... It is our own jnana, thinking that, oh, this is important task, then my service. I will keep it aside, my service, and then I will attend my family first, which is not very important. But then I just dragged into Maya and I went away. So how do I judge whether I was needed to give that attention or should I need to go for my service? How do I... know that knowledge, I did a right decision today? Because it's said that our duty is also important as a wife or as a husband, anything. I have to do my duty, right? I cannot skip my duty and say I will do my service only. So how do I judge whether I did right or wrong?
It's something that you should always discuss with your close mentors, whoever are guiding you. If I give an answer sitting here, I don't know what exactly your situation is. So I can just generally say that generally these things, like these day-to-day issues, can be discussed. You know, this, that is why Rupa Goswami has given us this Guhyamakhyadi Prichati. You should have some devotee with whom you can confidentially discuss these things. Some other Mataji, who is more senior, maybe they have elder children or maybe they have spent more years in Krishna consciousness. So how they tackle, you know? So out of practical experience only these things can be advised. There is no, it is not a one plug point fitting all plugs. You cannot have that. Some plugs are different, some plug points are different. So you have to use adapter. So similarly, so somebody who has used adapters will be able to tell you better. But generally, we have to maintain the balance, absolutely. And there are some things that we should not compromise, which we know. You know, in our daily sadhana, there are things that we cannot compromise. And then there are other things that we can push a little bit, postpone a little bit, and things like that, depending on our situation. Also, we are the best judge of our situation in most of the cases. The other person, even if somebody is very close, they may not fully understand the situation that we are. Or in some cases, they may be able to put it into a better perspective and say that you are actually seeing it in a very blown up fashion. It is actually not so, you know, critical. Somebody can point it out that way. Some other times they may say that it is not critical, but we may feel that it is actually very critical in our personal, that moment of time, no? That particular thing, it can be, you know, very serious for us as far as that is concerned. So, like that, we have to, it is a case to case. Over a period of time, we learn by our own experience, we learn how to manage all these things and be able to perform. Okay, ma'am.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And I really like the point that you're sharing about how each situation is different. Maybe the friend of me who is very close even might give me the answer, which I don't like it because I know my situation better than her. And thank you for saying that we have to, over the time we get experience and we will get through this kind of situations. And in the discourse that you are explaining, you are telling like how we should be very grateful to the people who have brought in us here. That is really very, very nice point, Prabhuji, that we need to remember every single day that someone has given their time and love, care, and made us to be here today. Otherwise, we would not be here sitting and listening to Krishna Katha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I thank all my mentors and my friends who brought me here into Krishna consciousness. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your sweet, wonderful class. We have one raised hand, Prabhuji. For Anita Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanurthams, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, actually, Vinita Mataji had asked whatever I wanted to ask. So, thank you so much, Mataji. But one thing I have, Prabhuji, like in congregations, we have the desire to preach, but still they don't allow us to do that. Because they say that you are not initiated, you don't have shelter, all those blah blah they say, and they say no, you shouldn't do anything, you just have to assist, that's all. So it's like putting to the end of our desire. So I feel like that so many times. And also, when we try hard to bring the new members, no, they just say you get the contacts, it's that's all. Fine. After that, it's over. So it's like that, Prabhuji. So I felt like so dejected because of that. So can you just throw some light on this? How to take this situation?
Again, I would say that, you know, because I know where you are, and I don't comment on that because everywhere there is a different, people are different, leaders are different, the way they handle is different. So again, in everything, I feel that if you have a close confidant devotee, then you won't face all these things. So that is one thing that, this is over so many years, I have found that, especially when you have very severe, everybody faces problems. When you have very severe problems, you really need somebody with whom you can open your heart. And that person only will be able to.
Yeah.
So thank you. That person for you in your congregation you should discuss this.
But still, sorry to interrupt, Prabhuji, but still when we, okay, in the sense like we trust them and when we open up, although we have a good connection with them, but somewhere some fear is there in me that what if, what will happen if they say one day or the other to that Mataji or Prabhuji. So I don't, mostly I don't open up. So I feel okay. It's okay to be quiet.
Yeah, so that is, that's what I'm saying. So that means there is no nobody with whom you can do bouquet marketing. You should find somebody.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, like, I'm not able to help you beyond this because I also do not want to speak out of turn and be misunderstood or misquoted later.
So okay, okay.
I hope you understand. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yes, Prabhuji. Very well. Thank you.
Mataji, for the practical question. Vrinda Gopika Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji, with your question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Celebrate Devi Jai Gopinath. Thank you, Prabhuji. I always feel guilty that my Prabhuji is right. I am not finding fault from my Prabhu. That first, your first duty is taking care of your home and your two gopi. Whenever they become married, then whatever you want to do, going for preaching, you can go. So that my mentors is given a seva to cook prasadam and give to, in the book distribution time, methi, thepla, pula, or some laddus. So, and even in our Gujarati family, Prabhuji not allowed to go at least up to train station. So they, the Vaishnav will come from the station and they pick the prasad, Prabhu. So now I feel that I am like kiri ke pair jitna to seva kar sakte. Or sometimes we have to hear our family members and yes, Prabhuji, it's working. We are Gujarati, so we hear sometimes Jilal Govind Prabhuji's katha in Hindi. So at the end of the day, my daughter and my husband is asking, what is the summary of today's class? So first we have to start to preach our family member. And yes, Prabhuji, it's working. It's working. My daughter start to come temple from 3.5 years regularly. After 12th grade, they're not coming in a temple, but it's working, Prabhuji. We have to start preaching from our family, from our friend. It's working, Prabhuji. Our mentors given a blood to unka blood hame diya hai. To jo bhi humne suna hai, sometimes Vaishnav, senior Vaishnav said, are ye to jo suna hai wo baat bata rahe. They are insulting us from front of all Vaishnav. But so what? We have to share whatever we hear from our senior.
Koti koti dhanvat pranam. Shukdev Goswami tells Parikshit Maharaj that what I heard from my father Vyasa, and to the extent that I have realized, I am going to tell you. So the original speaker itself says that I am going to repeat what I heard. You have to only repeat what you hear. If you are going to speak something out of your own head, that means there's something wrong with you. At least that's what I learned from Prabhupada.
Yes, Prabhuji, koti koti dhanvat pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Don't
for explaining that we are the part of those who are preaching Srila Prabhupada books. Little kiddi ke pair jitni bhi seva kar sakte. Thank you, Prabhuji.
That is great. And we just have to, we also have to understand what is, according to our situation, we should be able to, we should do what we can. Whatever situation allows us to do, we should do. Because everybody does not have the same opportunity, everybody does not have the same capacity also. So, whatever we can do, we do. At least we should make sure that I am doing whatever I can do. In that I am not lacking, you know. Or in that I am not relaxing, okay, actually I could have done today, but no, I am not. That should not be. Within our limitations, whatever we can do, we should. Thank you, Mataji. Hare
Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji, koti koti dhanvat pranam. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a sweet answer, especially repeating whatever the other speaker has told or Guru Janas has given us. That's what we have to do, copy and paste it. That is what we have to do it. We don't have to create anything, edit anything or nothing. Just copy, paste. That's what we have to do. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Preeti Vilasni Mataji is saying, thank you for the extremely beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you for your association. Very grateful to you. So if there are no more questions or realizations, can we end the call here? Yes. Okay. Hare Krishna. I would like to offer my obeisances, Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindiki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please place Govardhan Giri Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Koti,
thank you,
Koti,
thank you so much,
Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.